Dungeons & Dragons 3.5, New Hope. Is there truly honor amongst thieves? Find out as a group of rogues try to make their way in a world that's out to kill them.
FRP Games is an online retailer specializing in all aspects of your tabletop gaming needs. Whether it's RPGs, dice, war games, or computer games, FRP Games has a wide selection of products. They offer overstock items where you can pick up all kinds of gaming gear ranging from 30% off all the way up to 90% off the retail price. Through our website, you'll be directed to their weekly new products, eBay auctions, or you can even buy your special gaming someone a gift certificate. FRP Games is an authorized Wizards of the Coast retailer and for 10 years has been committed to providing each customer with the highest standard of customer service possible. Visit our website for instant access to FRP Games' inventory of thousands of unique gaming items.
This is the Vorpal Network.
This is Ethan with the Gamers Haven podcast, and I'm here to tell you about CantCon. For those of us who can't con, there's CantCon. CantCon will be held at the Johnson County Community College Regnier Center in Overland Park, Kansas, in the Capitol Federal Conference Room on July 9th through the 11th between 8 a.m. and 10 p.m. There will be RPG events, board game events, card game events, miniatures games, as well as open gaming tables for impromptu sessions. Pre-registration is open currently, and if you pre-register, you'll receive an additional chance to win swag at CantCon. We have over $2,500 worth of prizes to give away over the course of the convention, and we hope to give it all away. In addition, if you pre-register, you can get a 3-day pass for only $25. If you're only interested in coming one day at a time, you can for only $10 a day. There will be registration available at the door, but you'll have less of a chance to win free prizes that way. Join us at Johnson County Community College for CantCon on July 9th through the 11th, from beginning at 8 a.m. daily. Visit www.cantcon.com for more information.
Last left our intrepid rogues. You guys were sitting in the city after having completed your last job.
After depressing the guildmaster.
Yeah.
Hey, we did exactly what he told us to. It's not what he wanted us to.
There just wasn't much there.
How do you call merciful?
Merciful?
M-E-R-C-I-F-U-L.
Why? We converted to Pathfinder people.
Yes, we also converted to Pathfinder.
Which means I improved in every way!
We've had some grumbling, we've had some people dancing, and we've had a GM who's half asleep because he didn't get to roll up a character.
You could have upgraded everyone. I mean, think how long that would have taken.
I'm not going to upgrade the list of NPCs I have to upgrade. To hell with that. James Eversteel is still a level 9 character.
A level 9, 3.5 paladin.
Spidey.
Fighter.
Okay. Level 9, 3.5 fighter.
That's right. If you guys kill James, I'll quickly roll him up. Although I think you may have other problems.
Yeah. You don't need a healer. Come on.
I suddenly go a negative energy. Can I change that real fast?
For this fight, I go evil.
Remember, the Prince of Thieves does work both sides of the playing field.
Are you kidding me? He's a thief. He works whatever side benefits him the most. Anywho.
He's true neutral.
So, you guys are going to go whack the next necromancer, if I remember correctly.
Sure.
Yes.
Yep, you guys go ahead and give me knowledge local checks.
Hooray!
How many do you need?
Never mind. Steven, after a little while, and...
Wait, I might roll one.
9 gold.
Your bonus is that absurd at this point?
If we're in the city, I have a plus 25. I mean, 22.
Oh, you can fail with a 3.
If I roll a 2 or a 1,
yep,
I fail.
Okay. Sweet. If I have the skill for both classes, do I still only get plus 3?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I was wondering if I get 3 or 6.
Skill focus, knowledge local?
Yes.
Okay. Can you borrow your dice back?
It would be nice to get a plus six.
Yes, you may.
It's nice, Jenny made it. Sorry, I was being literal. So, you will find out after a while that he lives on the western end, just underneath the falls. And his name is Drakus the Dark.
We're going after the human, right?
Yes, you guys are going after the standard
name then.
What, did he have a different name beforehand?
Yes, A-L-G-E-R-O-S-S.
All right, Drakus the Dark. Sorry, it's been months?
Probably about 2 months.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Drakus the Dark.
And he was just a standard necro.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so, any preparations we should take, cleric?
Is he standard necromancer?
Yeah. We haven't fought a standard necromancer yet. What kind of wiggity stuff do they hold? And this is the only standard necromancer that we have.
Probably lots of undead. Maybe some abominations. I wouldn't doubt seeing a few living people there.
Alright!
Of course, he's going to be heavily trapped. He's been waiting for us for a few weeks now.
No, the traps have probably all gone off now because they set them all waiting for us to come and we never came, so the trap's slowly decayed.
Yeah,
take a couple hundred centuries.
Expect native energy.
This is how many D6 I roll with sneak attack.
If he cares where it's undead, at least.
Alright, so basically we let the rogues go in front and we get ready to do damage.
I'm sorry, I was one short.
Should we bother about getting a... wait, those... the scrolls of after action versus death ward don't matter against energy drain, do they anymore?
Nope.
Alright. Energy drain, no, but negative energy, yes.
Yeah.
If the damage comes from negative energy, yes. And I think the negative energy depends
on... It also prevents you from being pessimistic.
Andre, I'm casting Endure Elements on myself.
Okay.
Why? Why not?
It's 72 degrees outside right now.
I thought it was in the wintertime.
For you, it's 72 degrees outside.
Oh. Yeah.
It's actually now beginning to be late February.
Still cold.
Yeah, still a tidbit nipply.
Eh, I don't care.
Yep. All right,
Once it gets down to doing D6 points of cold damage.
Yeah, then we care.
Let's see.
For every hour you spend outside unprotected, yes, you do take D6 of duel. So no naked parties out in the snow for over an hour.
Does a winter's cloak help against that at all?
Yes, because you are now protected.
Does DR from cold count as being protected?
No. Does not. Because since you can survive the heinous layers of Cania, obviously you have no level of protection against cold.
Gotcha. By the way... On Wednesday, I totally left my D8 in the cup of the water.
Yes, yes. We noticed.
Is it still around?
It's right there.
Okay, thank you.
We threw it away.
Drank it. I pooed it out.
Nice.
So, what's the plan?
My saves went down.
So we just hop over, we'll have Jane Bond drop us off.
You guys are now dropped outside the small little hut that is the entryway to his area.
How many necromancers have huts?
Three.
Oh, hi.
I got a 33 on perception.
This is Ricardo when he's alive. He's not all decayed and nasty now.
He's
come from?
Slightly taller, a little fuller. His hair is now black instead of...
Black?
Black. No. Hold on. That's wrong one.
I think ghouls are bald.
Black. His eyes... No.
Remember,
not his one. Remember, he looked more like a white.
Yes. And
he's very visually aesthetic, you know, worried about his visual appeal.
He had a charisma of 18. Now it's down to 14.
He got fugglier.
I had a charisma of 20. It's down to 14.
Yeah.
Well, hi! Welcome back to life. Here's Endure Elements.
His eyes are darker.
Endure Elements is a zero level spell?
No, it's a first level spell. I took two of them.
Sweet.
And they last for 24 hours, so why not?
I'm still wearing my cloak.
Of turn resistance.
No.
Mont Blanc. Okay, sorry.
Hey, it could fool someone. my hat of disguise is now making me into a ghoul.
Alright, so the plan is you two go in front. She and I will go in next, assuming the hallway's probably about 10 feet wide. Why? Because they're all 10 feet wide. Then you two protect the flank. Should crap happen, you two tumble to the back, you two charge to the front, then you two tumble behind the bad guys.
Do you have the auto?
We could all do like a quiet.
A what?
Six triple.
Trap spotter.
Trump tumble, and like we all do it
together. Zero talent.
Oh, no.
Because we can then all tumble can at the same the time.
Mm-hmm. Alright.
Yeah.
Fine. We have you two going in front, said, assuming it's 10 feet
I can
wide.
Just hang out in the back.
They're in the middle, wherever you want to hang out.
Okay. We'll have these two in the front.
I'll probably
you
just
two
be
in the
up
back,
there anyway.
Us two in the middle.
Yeah, we'll take out those traps with our bodies.
No,
I have trap finding.
Yeah, oh,
it was
do?
Me
okay.
up front in case something attacks. I can get react quick.
Okay, I guess I'm back here with you, Mr. Half Dragon.
Yes, that way we have a fighter and rogue on both sides.
Yes.
Would like anybody this? Want?
Yes, and then we'll just open the door and it's 13 feet.
Anybody
and,
wants protection versus
what?
Evil?
That's not right.
Potion.
I've got six potions of them.
I've got eight.
You're going to wait, why am I?
And
where
Superior
am I?
And I need to switch.
With the
there we go.
Vision.
And go ahead and put me in front of Alec.
Like five. Well, let's find out how wide the hallway is.
All right. Yeah. Of course, there's a wonderful little shack that you guys will undoubtedly uncover the DC 20.
Can I have the guy with the loot bag now as my mini?
Yes.
By the way,
my
Andre,
AC went down.
I walk into the room and notice it.
Yeah, you kind of walk and go, hey, what's that?
Wait, what?
My passive perception, when I'm not even rolling, is a 29.
For what?
Is that 10
Six
plus?
Doors?
For anything.
You can notice traps?
No. Do I
no,
get that ability?
No,
I do have to roll. It's just considered if basically something pops up and it's a notice check and I'm not actively paying attention.
Yeah, but you can... You have the rogue ability as an elf.
Yeah,
you
is.
Can see traps.
Not
my
traps,
own.
Doors.
I asked traps. I said, you can find traps.
By the way,
yes.
Alex,
I'm like,
you don't have that. No. It's a non-active search thing. That's how passive.
Oh, I understand.
Works.
You have plus two perception, but you don't have door door finding.
Yes, I no longer get to roll. It's they introduce passive.
Do we just add notice into the
looking.
Skills?
It, no, it's perception now. Exact same skill.
Search, listen, and spot are
let
all
me
perception.
Let me rephrase that then.
Okay.
I roll. I pass.
You know what's funny? Perception is wisdom-based.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I use to find traps.
You have minus one.
I have a minus one wisdom.
We're screwed. What's your perception bonus?
You guys will inevitably find the wonderful little trap door down.
Skills
it
yeah.
is a
okay.
wooden, rickety ladder that looks like it has long since seen better days. Who's going down first?
How far does it go down?
40 feet.
Okay.
How much do you weigh, Tyler? Including all of your equipment.
Crap.
I don't know.
It's not you guys, it's me.
Okay. Well, go ahead and say, how tall are you?
My armor is 10 pounds.
How tall are you?
We'll say he's 125.
Alright. Your fat ass does not trigger it. Next in the line. Dainty elf.
That
I weigh 100
dude,
pounds.
I've got a 10 strength and a 12 con. You used to be at 125.
With all your equipment.
Oh, okay.
I will.
Next down the line.
We'll throw the cleric down.
Another wiggity monk. You slide on down without problem.
Ooh, I was about to say, I'm going to use my rope.
I can climb down the wall.
Stephen Hammer.
I, with all of my stuff, weigh about 170.
Bullshit.
No.
With a strength 18. Bullshit.
According to the random rolling thing on... from the... But
Andre,
I'll point this
out
is my weight.
18
strength, and I weigh 102 all right. pounds.
All right, you four are now down. Next in the line.
I'll go.
All right. The dragon.
Andre, I agree with you about the weight thing, but according to the book,
as you guys are all climbing down at a relatively rapid pace, because you guys are used to this type of thing, you guys realize that you're kind of in a small room. And then you hear the dragon kind of go, curse snap, as the dragon plummets. Into the nice, tiny, small room.
Reflex saves?
Oh, yeah. It's okay. I'll turn this into a trap one way or another. Whether or not it's the half dragon just falling on all of you.
The problem is we all have evasion.
That's fine. Go ahead.
Everybody except me.
24.
30.
32.
32. Tyler, just roll.
Nice.
He's adding.
4.
20, do I add my rogue thingy?
Yeah.
Trap sense?
Three.
Oh, 25 then.
Oh.
23.
Okay. All of you will take no damage, except for the dragon.
Basically, we all come down and it's Krishna.
Step inside.
No, Ryan.
Just to let you guys, just for a quick description, it literally is just a little 10-foot by 10-foot box. There's no doors that you can see. As you guys are kind of like,
use your elven abilities.
You will take 13 points of damage.
No.
And as you hit the ground, it shatters.
Oh, fuck!
Like glass.
What happened?
The ground shattered.
Okay.
Did you guys all dodge out of the way?
We all just step to the side.
And the floor shatters beneath all of you instead.
Is there a place?
There is nothing to grab onto.
I mean, is there anywhere we can move? I mean,
can I extend my body to reach the entire...
There was no passageway or anything?
No.
Okay, so it's just
a 10-foot...
Arms, legs. Okay. I know, reaching like this is not going to work.
Ooh, I'll stand on one side with my feet and put my hands against yours and we'll go...
So, Dick interrupts. Go ahead and give me an acrobatics check. This will be fairly difficult.
Crap. Everybody or her?
Just her.
Okay.
She's got slow fall.
Don't have acrobatics?
I have it. I don't have my skills.
Let's see if you get decent enough. No. Okay.
You might want to sign your skills.
I was getting there.
Thank you. Steven.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's my advice is always handy.
Yes.
When he dies in God of War, I tell him not to die, and it helps.
All right, let me
handle this. Like, the day. We told him not to die. He did.
Because right now,
eventually he doesn't though. So your advice does work.
Anyone else see the Benny 10?
And that's what I meant. He did not die.
It's over there.
Right there.
And I don't know.
Where were the four Bennies you were using earlier, Stephen?
Thank you.
That got him out of that thing. He just handed us. I put him back.
Right. Okay. What is my AC?
Hand that down to Alec.
Four
those three. Yeah, these are four for Tyler, and three for you. All right. You all fall a pleasant 27 feet.
How oddly specific.
How much damage do I take with my slow fall?
You take squat.
Okay.
Can I tumble to...
Yep, go ahead and give me... No, you can acrobatics check.
I,
Succeed.
Have slow fall and a ring of feather fall. I just have slow fall.
Okay.
Is that good enough?
No, you die.
Remember, this is Left 4 Dead.
The falling damage?
Do you remember when you fell onto the ledge?
Do you remember when I fell from the ledge to the box that was literally
six inches away? Yeah. And you died?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For everyone else, however.
26.
No.
6 points is coming in.
24 net highest.
3! No, 4. No. I have DR 3 when I'm raging.
Just to let you guys know, it is now 60 feet all the way up. You guys can barely see light. Until there's a nice shunk as the something seals above you.
Yeah, at least I can see.
You guys are now in a dark, unless you've got dark vision, a black and white room.
Now, it says here Wit has dark vision. Does he bestow that upon me?
No.
Just
he
him?
Can see. Gotcha.
just wonder.
Do you pull a torch out, Ryan?
I found out those goggles are, 12,000 for one and then 2,000 for the other.
Okay.
So, do you have goggles with night vision, or?
I don't know. Do I?
Yeah, you duct tape them together.
Sure.
Okay.
You guys are now in a 20-foot by 20-foot approximately room with a few dozen skeletons where they've obviously all starved or died in some other way. It's kind of mucky, muddy, and damp. However, off in one corner is a pristine-looking full-body mirror with an iron frame that actually looks a lot like the Handsome Devil.
A mirror, you said?
A mirror, off in the corner.
I don't approach it.
Say something and I can't remember. I'll go look in the mirror. Tell me if more than 8 hours pass.
Okay, that's fine. Steven, as you walk over, looking into the mirror, boldly, courageously, obviously the gods are on your side.
Yeah.
You see... Well, give me a will save. You see a will save coming in. It moves slowly.
I got an 11.
Alright. You will be shaken as you look out, and it. You see Copper District. Just kind of bustling around.
I'm shaken by that?
Yeah. Something. Some sort of. You know that kind of vertigo feeling whenever you see, like, the rest of the world moving, but you're not type of feeling?
Or playing Portals.
You're like, bleh. That's the feeling you get.
Or when, oh, Billy.
Or when you're going down the stairs and you think there's one more step and there isn't.
I reach over and touch the mirror.
Your hand goes through it.
I poke my head through the mirror.
You poke your head through the mirror. You're in an alleyway in Dead End Alley and it doesn't stink.
In Dead End Alley?
Or not Dead End Alley, sorry. Copper District.
So why did all these guys start? I reach over, grab the cleric by the ear.
Ow, ow, ow.
What kind of magic is this?
I didn't go near it.
I don't know.
I searched the wall to see for doors.
Okay, give me some.
Why are you making me roll skills? I don't have skills right now.
I could roll spellcraft because I do actually have a plus into it. But I'm pretty sure it's not a ranger spell.
No, I don't know.
This would not be considered a trap, right?
This is not a trap.
Okay. I need to figure out if my trap finding bonus applied or not.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So far, everything has gone down. It's quite fine. Except for my hit points.
38.
Because it leveled.
There are no secret doors here.
Wait, when all went down, you gained a level?
Not squat.
I'm going to try to pull at the... Ow. The mirror, see if it opens. My HP went up.
It's like a full body mirror. You know what that is? Where it's like just on stands and it's away from the wall.
Oh, it's on a stand.
My attack is a 9. Okay.
A full body mirror.
Why?
I look behind it.
How'd that
see
go
the
down?
Back of it.
Okay.
No. Well, I no longer have.
Oh, the sacred feet is the full body attack.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Oh.
It's within 10 feet of a trap that you get an automatic perception check.
My save went down. Yeah, I don't know. By like 1.
Yeah, it's 10 feet. I didn't really let you roll for that because it's not a trap per se, as in the ground just breaks.
But yeah, I lost a lot of my bonuses.
Okay. I'm just saying, if I come within 10 feet of
a trap. I went to my EC also. My EC is at 22.
What happens if the trap is coming at you? Like, let's say the trap is coming from 20 feet away, it's a giant pendulum. Within 10 feet, you go, oh shit.
Oh shit, I go,
oh shit. 1. Fuck.
I think it's whatever sets right. off the trap.
Well, I tie a rope around my waist.
A goblin off in the corner.
I tie a rope around my waist and hand the end to her.
Okay.
And I walk through the portal.
The rope goes slack as it's severed.
Yeah.
You've got a rope around your waist and you're standing in a clean alley in Copper District.
And the rope just... ripped.
Yeah.
Turn around, try to go back through.
You touch a wall.
Do we see him?
Yeah. You see him touching the mirror like...
Yeah.
And there's one way...
a hand will reach out.
I grab the hand.
Your knuckles are slammed into the wall. And the claws kind of scrape along your hand because they keep going.
How long will walk you back up there?
Yeah.
A
few hours.
I'll use Nygaard Cant.
That you can do. You can communicate.
I'll communicate to them. Did you find anything?
No, stick your hands through.
Stick your hands through. No.
Should I walk back out there?
As long as you know where
probably.
To come back.
Did you find anything yet, Sue?
What?
You find anything yet? Don't with my go anywhere yeah. without proper protection.
What, what did you roll?
19. We'll be sure to wait for you. Yes.
Okay.
There's no nothing here. I'll untie the rope so I don't look like a complete idiot.
I don't know what that is.
I'll try heading back.
Well, you begin heading out. Sorry. Give me a perception check.
Why is your perception so high?
13 ranks.
21.
3 from it being a class skill, 2 bonus to perception from an elf, and 1 wisdom.
Okay. You know, people are a lot cleaner here. And that's a tree. 15, so.
It's not that bad.
There's another tree. There's another tree over
in
there.
Copper District?
Oh, look, a dog. The
class ones. This is not Copper District. I go back to the mirror. This is not the right place. Bad hole. Bad hole.
Well, guys, I'm not really seeing much of an option except to go through the mirror or die here. So, I think we should follow Dick, as bad of an idea as that seems.
Yeah. I pick up the mirror and throw it.
Right.
Huh? I pick up the mirror and throw it.
It's now on the ground.
I was like, if you break that, so much for getting him back.
And you probably just broke an artifact.
I set the mirror back up.
Which means
it's slightly muddy.
Alright.
Are you putting rings or ability?
Do we want to follow him through?
Ability things.
I'm not seeing any other way out of here.
Balance.
Yeah. And I are at a loss.
I look up. We go.
It's sealed off, as I said. You did see a light, and then as something slid back over the area.
Do you guys want me to go through first, or...?
I'll go.
Okay. You walk on through, and you're in a...
Did you not get my message? I said bad hole.
There's nothing else we can do.
Bad hole.
Watch. Do they start coming through?
No, they walk away.
Oh, you have that clip of Mont Blanc. All right, let's go home.
Doesn't that work on just him?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's personal.
Oh, that's right. I've got this wand of word of recall.
Nah. actually, I could probably give someone my cloak and then use my ring
for you guys to get
that.
No, you can't. That's limited to undead.
Oh. Huh.
Mm-hmm. You are no longer undead.
Wait, Ryan. It's limited to undead.
Use magic device.
Oh.
I'm dead.
I'm still undead.
You lived that
no,
way.
All you do
have use magic device?
He hasn't finished putting in his ranks.
Okay.
But if you cut off your blood flow to your hand, then spin it. Okay. Oh, there's no pulse. Okay.
I thought it was literally meant if someone else tried to use it, it would kill them.
Oh.
No. Bart doesn't install you die type of things.
Okay. Well, who wants to go through next, or shall I?
Those two are already through.
What else is there?
I'm like,
is this skeletons. The only thing that's down here?
Mm-hmm. Plenty of starved people, there's no loot on them anymore.
That means someone came in here.
Yeah. With an absurd DC hidden door or teleport. Yeah. Or dimension door.
I've got
they found the
coming
mirror.
Here.
Yep.
I got a 34 on hide. Full stealth. And I don't have camouflage yet. Dang it.
I'm just hiding the element. Okay. I guess I walk through next.
It smells pleasant. That's a tree.
Tree sugar.
Sylvanian elf. Racial ability. Summon weed.
The two tieflings decide that, and the a median decides time to go home.
So, you got word of recall, right?
Yeah, about that.
Let's pray to God. I'm sure he'll listen.
Deity, help me get away so I don't steal stuff.
Wait, we're stealing stuff? I thought we were killing this guy.
Well,
yes.
And looting his body.
That's not stealing.
That's...
No, it's not. Mr. Good Person.
Whatever you want to call it.
Okay.
And he's a necromancer.
So,
he's obviously evil.
How are you, Dick?
I'm doing good.
You can't see me.
Yeah, I can. Roll your perception.
I don't.
31.
You fail.
Nope. 31.
You do not see the dick.
Okay, no. How are you, Rooney?
Cool. Nah.
What's taking so long?
Is that tree natural?
I go in under it.
Next comes the next tiefling. I assume the other two will jump on through as well.
Sure.
They play in... Hacky-sack or something.
Well, you guys are in a pleasant-smelling, nice area of Copper District.
No,
trees have sprouted. You guys can see a few Brotherhood members just kind of walking around. You recognize them. You'll notice that they're talking with a shopkeep.
Are they dead? Is that why you're...
I got a 15 on Knowledge Nature. Is that tree natural, or is it fake and artificial?
No, that looks like a tree. It's a tree.
31 on Knowledge Local.
You think it, judging by some of the, it's a bit off, but you think you're in the red light district.
Oh. Hmm. Why are the Brotherhood members here?
Oh, the Brotherhood member.
What is your name, good sir?
Charles.
Yes, I just gave you a level because I asked that question. You should bow down and worship me now.
Actually, no, he's still a level 5 fighter.
You still get language based on your intelligence?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Ah, Mr. Tracy. What? How can I help you?
What is your name?
Carl?
Jessica suggested Charles.
Charles. Call me Carl.
I've been on time and kind of lost on time here. What is today's date?
It's the 17th? Or, sorry, the 13th?
Of what month?
February?
Is that the same time?
Yeah.
And for simplicity's sake, the year.
54?
Is that... Yeah. Good job. Good job. So what are you guys doing out here? Just on patrol?
Shoplifting.
Oh. Assuming you caught the guy?
Well, we're about to go home and scold him.
Good job, I shake his hand. It's good work.
Thanks,
I walk
Tracy.
Back to the group. Something's not right.
Really? Were the trees your first hand? Or was it the fact that it's green in February?
Yes. So, it is still today's date.
Or the fact that the alleyway isn't full of dead bodies.
Actually, I started more to be done with garbage, because we kind of cleaned out the bodies.
Are we in Dead End Alley? No. No, there's
we're
no
in the
bodies.
Red light. We're in the red light district.
They keep the bodies hidden.
No, they use the bodies for other purposes. There are people willing to pay for that.
Necrophilia! So, it's
Twilight,
clean.
The girls struggle between bestiality and necrophilia.
It's so true.
It's still today's date. I would ask, Tana, what is the temperature like?
It's warmer than it should be.
Warmer than it should be.
You know, it feels a bit more like spring than winter.
I look up, do I see the clouds?
Yeah.
Are they a normal distance away?
Yeah.
What were we flying over when we went down here?
What were you flying over?
The city.
Oh, give me an off geography.
Do you have that?
You got 21.
8.
21. You think that you were crossing over the ocean between Tonga heading south towards Sassenach.
Slash Dublin. Double check that right now.
Because remember, you guys passed over Tonga when you guys found the town.
Could always ask someone who might know.
Stop, please.
No. Maybe we should just wander around for a little bit, see what's going on.
I actually kind of like that idea. Let's not all stick as one giant group, because then we might stick out.
Okay, stay in smaller groups, though. Don't worry.
Groups of two! Shaggy and Scooby go.
Hey. You should just see, with your newfound rogue powers, we should scour the rooftops together.
Okay.
Actually, I kind of like the mix of having rogue fighter, and I get the cleric.
Fine. You be the Arthur to my Tick.
Da-dwee, da-da-da-dwee, dow. So I'll take the cleric.
Alright. So you guys begin walking around.
I'm going to gather information on Drac the Dark. Or just use Drac.
Dracus?
Yeah. I get 2.
2? Okay, well, that costs you 7 gold so far.
Okay. Do I find anything out yet?
No, you need 3.
Because no one has told you anything.
That will be another 6 gold.
So then, so.
Dracus the Dark? There's a Dracus the Light.
Where?
That platinum house over there.
Wait.
How long has he been there?
Did we just step through
years?
A mirror of opposition?
Nah. The necromancers are the 5 houses.
What does he do?
He helps regulate and direct the Adventurer's Guild.
Yes, it is.
The demons are back in charge.
I'll try to gather some information about who the current government type, what's going on.
Sure. Yeah, that's fairly easy. It's a republic, although some people are kind of questioning if it's still a republic. damn it, there are people moving around in society that, you know, are un-New Hopian. It's still a senatorial democracy, or republic. Mm-hmm. It's still a floating city. It's kind of normal, although it seems to be a lot less
evil,
corrupt. I like this place. Although Silver District and Gold District are slightly upset because
Cobb just got trees.
Well, you know, A, life isn't as good, and B, well, you know, people are moving around in society.
Okay. You guys go scout the other districts.
I go to my house.
Okay. You go to your house, you walk into Silver District, you know, you'll see dwarves and gnomes going about their normal business.
We'll stop by my house first, since it's on the way.
Is it?
It's in Copper.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay, you stop by your house. It's a nice little one or two room apartment.
Okay.
A family of three is living there.
Okay, so no me, no Felicity.
No.
But, hey, check your old house.
Nah. My old house? Okay, I guess we'll go to Silver then.
As I said, people going about their usual business, people still function in the low market, there's still the Coliseum. There's people living in your old house.
Nah. Same with mine?
Same with yours.
Hmm. It's my wife!
We don't appear to exist in this little...
He called me by name!
No, we exist!
Well, we're apparently somewhere else.
Watch us live in a platinum house.
Well, perhaps we should check the Brotherhood to come back to us.
Yeah, ask for an escort home.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Let's do that.
I send them to Gold District.
Yes.
Okay. You two head off to Gold District and looks about the same.
Is her house living someone else living there too?
Yeah, someone's living there.
They stole your house.
Yeah.
You suck.
Oh.
I don't think it's my house.
Did City Hall keep a registry of where everyone lived?
In Silver, Gold, and Platinum, yes. They didn't keep track of that in Copper.
Okay. I suppose I'll head to the Senate District then or whatever and see if I can.
You walk over to the Civic District, the guards. Greetings, Commander Tana.
Yeah.
Or sorry, what's your actual name?
Let's just say I used my real name for my false name, Lena. Lena Swift Arrow.
Greetings, Commander Swift Arrow.
Hi. Can I use a bluff check to try and get...
Sure, you can bluff whatever you want.
Actually, before we go, I should go to...
basically, get them to reveal information about me that...
Sure.
Compounds.
Without drawing attention to myself.
Go where?
To...
9 plus?
16.
So, 16?
See.
So, how's the Brotherhood doing?
No.
Yep. You're the commander of the freaking Brotherhood? Yeah. Hey, you!
Not bad. Things are going well.
Alec, we're gonna have fun.
That's good.
Yeah. No, it was a pleasure seeing you.
You as well.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you, man.
Who's familiar might be helpful.
Okay. I take it when I go look up my address, I live in the Brotherhood compound?
No, you live in a Platinum house.
Yeah.
It's the Night Guard Isle.
Oh.
One of those nights, I see.
Drank a little bit too much last night.
Where the hell am I?
Turn into Dancing Shield and start walking out. Because everyone thinks you're happy, you're sitting like, what's going on?
You turn on your dancing shield. Oops, it's still set from last night.
Do we still have to spin points to get skills? Or languages? Sorry.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, your shield sings a different song now.
So, you guys are kind of walking around, kind of going,
okay, I'm going to try and find as many of us as I can.
We're at the
PC pieces?
Okay. Yes.
All right.
Real PCs instead of...
All right, and
after
you
we do our thing, I'm going to go hunt them down, find them on their assignment.
You guys will eventually... congregate in Silver District.
I reach into my pocket, pull out the copy. We live in a platinum house.
Cool. I got a 21 on linguistics. Is it a fake?
I'm also apparently the commander of the Brotherhood now. You're right. I don't know myself either.
So we have a couple of options here. Either one, we can go visit ourselves, which will cause a temporal rip in time and space, and everything in existence will destroy itself. Or we can go over to this Dracos the Light, who apparently is in opposite land today, and we can try to figure out what's going on with him, see if he is a cacher, see what's going down with all of that. Then go visit ourselves so everything explodes anyways. Any other ideas?
Well, our bodies might not be there now that we're in existence.
We should visit some of the people that we know.
Presumably they're all on our island.
Not necessarily. The cleric.
That's what I was saying before. Arwen and maybe James or at least Sergeant Stormhammer would be here.
Okay.
Does my newfound knowledge of my position grant me knowledge of this world?
No.
All right. You guys go see Arwen. We're going to go try to find James. And are you going to Stormhammer?
Well,
sure.
They're both going to be at the Brotherhood
okay.
compound.
You two go to the Brotherhood compound. Me and the rogue will figure something else to do.
Okay. If that's all right with you?
It's fine.
Okay.
Well, I guess we go to Arwen.
Yeah, you guys head over to the Temple District. There's, of course, still the Temple of Radborn.
Is it fully built?
Mm-hmm. It's fully built.
Cool.
Okay, I think I'm gonna
walk in. Does my key work? Or is it locked even?
No, it's not locked.
Arwen!
Greetings. Do I know you?
Don't you?
You're human now.
Oh, sorry, yes, I'm a human now.
As opposed to a squirrel.
Actually, I tried that one time.
Something like that.
How can I help you, my son?
I don't think he's making
this is the Temple of Radaborn, right?
Yes.
Oh. Well, might as well be simple.
Ah, good to see a follower.
Just say your goddamn name.
You don't know me, really? Ricardo?
Oh! Mr. Ricardo! Good to see that you're down walking among us common folk.
Well, yeah, it's where I came from.
Of course it is. If there's nothing you need, then I will ask you to leave, please.
Oh! You just got deist!
What did I do?
Very cute. Please leave.
In the interest of not starting a scene, I will leave. I say that too.
How very big of you.
Nope, big isn't in this game. It was new home would be
You're
insane.
My slave now.
I'm gonna laugh if all our alignments are exact opposite.
So I'm lawful neutral.
And I'm chaotic neutral.
I'm still neutral.
I have a lot of lawful neutral now.
Oh no, I'm
And then you see the cleric.
Does neutral go to what?
It actually goes to one of the extremes.
Oh.
Lawful good, chaotic good, chaotic evil.
Roll a d4. One being the
lawful
good extreme, four being the chaotic evil extreme.
Lawful good.
You are lawful good.
You are a paragon of dragon.
Hey,
kind.
You are now a true bronze dragon.
And you two head off to the Brotherhood compound?
I guess.
At ease. I walk in, I guess.
You'll see
so
people,
weird!
You'll see people training.
It looks exactly the same, doesn't
Wait,
it?
Wait, are the dummy hit devils?
No, they're just people. They're just straw dummies. There, you see them training. There's Sergeant Stormhammer kind of directing them.
I suppose I walk up next to him and act like I'm overseeing the training.
Ah! Things are going well, Commander.
Good to hear. Good to hear.
So weird.
I kind of like this place. This is going to sound really odd, but I'm a bit hungover from last night and can't seem to remember where my office is.
Fourth floor.
Thank you.
Miss Eversteel?
Maybe I like this universe.
Stay?
Unless okay. There's a second of me, then I have to kill her first.
I'm going to my office at this point. See,
there's a few trees, you know, some... Your cat rubs up against you.
Instead of claws you.
It's a kitten, still.
Okay. It's hard to... Well, no, cats are lawful good in this game instead of... In this world instead of chaotic
Lawful
evil.
Good?
Oh, obviously, yes. Lawful good, cat. You see it directing traffic. I don't know.
No, no, it comes it comes straight up to you and wags its tail.
We've
got
to keep one real, real life.
Okay,
so in this world, they're lawful good.
Mm-hmm. Do I have any sort of documentation on...
Sure, Ed, you've got daily business for the Brotherhood. You're still doing, you know, protecting places you're dealing with.
We could actually do this back in our universe.
Let me rephrase that, actually. Do I have a journal?
Yeah, sure.
Between all of us,
okay. I'm going to try and figure out what I can about
easily marry Jane.
Me, this world.
We could easily insult Thomas.
You don't know who I am. It, of course, starts a few months back, but it starts out with, you know, Copper District being this seedy, run-down, slummy, crappy area where you guys were crawling out of Copper District. You guys formed a gang, took care of the corrupt leader, and then you guys struck out taking care of the other gangs. You were eventually approached by the Thieves Guild, and there was a resounding fuck off. And then...
You did that choice, though. They kind of blackbagged us and threw in a hole.
And then eventually,
that was after we accepted.
You kind of...
You guys accepted. I said blackbagged.
When the smiting took place, you guys kept your head down and started reclaiming Copper District. After the smiting, people, of course, tried to reclaim Copper District, but between you and the Brotherhood, which you were installed as the leader of, and once the Holy Brotherhood fell, you guys kept Copper District and you kept it clean.
Which, actually, we easily could do.
You're right, if we were of good alignment.
And then, you know, people went back to basically eradicating the Thieves Guild.
The only problem with that is her. That's the one thing we probably wouldn't be able to do back in our universe.
Okay, well...
It looks like what you have done under different circumstances.
Okay, well... It's good information to have, at least. Okay. Any idea what to do?
Hey, Chief Acrobat. You guys keep talking.
What?
Any idea what to do? Miss Eversteel? Or missing
a boat and going to cover on an island.
Okay.
I don't know. We can obviously proclaim that, yeah, this is quite different than what we're used to.
Just a bit.
Especially you and this whole Brotherhood thing.
Yeah, we're on better terms now, at least.
Yeah.
You need to get a ring of shield.
Huh?
You need to get a ring of shield.
And, well, we could try the, what was his name, Darius, the Light.
Darkest the Light.
Darkest the Light.
Drakus.
Drakus.
D-R-A-K-U-S.
Bob. We can go to Bob's house.
Bob the Light.
Bob the Builder. It's Bob the Light.
Or Bud the Light.
If we are supposedly in the Platinum District, we might have better pool on how to get in there.
True. Well...
We can try and use our advantages to our advantage.
Okay. That sounds like a good enough idea for now.
Yeah, let's just go with that.
Did you want to go meet your husband?
To see if he's bald, fat, and old? Yeah, sure. and see how many kids are running around.
Let's see. Turn around, open the filing cabinet. Let's see. James Eversteel, James Eversteel. Ah, here's his information.
Captain of the Guard.
How's Dim Apples?
What the hell? I read it over.
Basically, when you guys took down the corrupt guard, you needed a person to install as the leader, and you guys installed James Eversteel.
I'll pull out the most qualified. I'll pull out each of the files I invariably have on us.
You have Kei Hyane, head priestess and monk of the Temple of Kyr.
Wait, what?
Initially, she, basically, when she encountered the Brotherhood, she decided to side with them. And she went from there. Dick is still under the employ of a Platinum House, but he's working now for Silverleaf. You're, of course, the commander here. You have Senator Sepheria.
I got really crappy at law, by the way. I have a plus.
You think senators actually know what they're doing?
They make laws. They don't have
I have a plus 8 to knowing what the fuck's going on around me.
Then you have Rooney was never on the city. And then you have Ricard. Oh no, I'm sorry. Rooney did come to the city under the guise of the Council of Dragons, a benevolent group of dragons seeking to rid the world of evil. And she came up here about the time of the smiting to see what good he could do.
And then got smited?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry, that was the wrong part. And then Ricardo was, of course, a vigilante that crawled all over Copper District.
Oh, so he's Bruce Wayne now.
You have several files on him doing things for the greater good.
I'm Batman.
Kind of like it makes me Batman and assassin.
I'm going to murder you all.
But all of you guys are still registered in Night Guard. You even have the little, you even find a little plaque that has the Night Guard slogan. It has LOD, Night Guard.
LOD?
Line of defense?
No.
You have no idea. It doesn't mean squat to you. You're guessing
leave
your other...
only dead.
You're guessing your other self? This probably meant something.
Leave only dead. You only leave dead people. So you leave only dead.
Okay, well, this is interesting. Having a little trouble adapting to your husband's new profession?
No. More like my deity. Do I still get power?
You've already prayed for the day, so you've already got your spells. It's good luck getting them back.
I suppose you could try channeling your deity's energy.
But do I channel Kier or the prince?
Well, it all depends. Well, the prince is a holy symbol, and we'll see if it works.
Ooh, you could channel the prince Kier.
Prince Kier.
Well, for now, why don't we go gather everyone and
test level 12? Do I?
Yes.
Okay. That's fine.
The highest level person left is 11.
It was a portable hole.
Okay. So,
I was wondering if I could get that or not.
Okay. So why don't we
basically got a better bag of holding.
Gather the group together.
Basically, you set up a bag of holding and you just like
you guys regather.
Fold out so it's 6 feet in diameter.
I went to Devon Valley
and have it like this big, and you just put it on a wall, and then you reach it.
It's a nice little area. There's still Bert's Tavern. The other people are gone.
Yeah.
One more file I want to look at. I'll look at some of the information we have on the Thieves Guild. Has it been eradicated, or...?
For the most part, it's been all but eradicated. You understand that the Thieves Guild will never be completely destroyed, but you've basically gone through and you've got Blood Eyes checked off, you've got Vool checked off, you've got...
Oh, good, we don't do with him.
You guys have basically every named Thieves Guild member checked off, with the exception of the Guildmaster. You can't seem to find him.
Well, we know
I determine if the Platinum House we rescued him from is still there.
Yeah, it's still there.
Okay. Maybe I should organize a raid later.
He won't be there.
Probably not.
Well, we should try to figure out what the heck's going on and get it over with as soon as
okay, well, our two leads are our own castle and Dracus's island.
Did you look up Dracus's file?
Leader of the Adventuring Guild. He's also a known. He's a known necromancer, and he has also been reputed to be known as Dracus the Reality Bender.
That would explain so much.
What was the thought on necromancy here in New Hope?
Ask around. I don't have a file on that.
Yeah, but say we have papers.
Guess I can actually do that now.
That's always local.
I think,
well, I'm just like, how am I?
25.
Racist.
Don't really care.
Don't care. Like Anubia.
What?
They don't care.
I mean, it's not as prevalent as Anubia or areas that have known to be high necromancy, but it's just another school magic. Who cares?
Cool. There you go. So I got some people about evocations, and that hurts. I don't like it, but who cares? Necromancy? It's a little creepy, but, you know, it's magic.
Yeah, and all the mages are kind of creepy.
Alright, so we gather. So we can either sneak onto our own island and check that out. We can, and then potentially pillage and loot some stuff and take it back to the reality mirror and see how that works out.
So where are you guys gathering? Dead end?
What do you mean back?
Or the Coliseum, whichever.
We'll sneak into the Coliseum down by the lines.
Okay. It's clean down here.
No blood stains?
No blood stains. You'll notice lots of sporting equipment.
Oh, so it's this kind of Colosseum now.
Okay, so do we find minotaurs? Can we find... We look for minotaurs.
You find some minotaur-sized pads.
They do Blood Bowl! No, that's a little too bloody.
It's all just right. Football now.
So we can sneak into our own island, or we could just... Or we could sneak into his place, or we could just blatantly walk into his place like, hey, we want to talk to you.
Let's sneak into our place first. Or walk into our place.
I'm not walking in.
Why?
We might be there.
So?
Not only we might be there, people might expect us to know certain answers.
So?
We can just say...
You can go ahead. I mean, it might be good to have a couple people walk in front while everyone else is kind of going...
Well, I vote the person who's good with talking to people goes up front. So
and
they
who
can
is that? Out.
Yeah, who is that?
I don't know. Who is that?
I have a +9 to diplomacy and bluff.
+7 to the bluff, +9, or +9 to diplomacy. Oh,
+11. And 3.
Or bluff did not change. Let's see, I got
Here. Bluff, that's my
diplomacy.
Okay.
+2 charisma. Three tosses. +15.
Yeah, so +15.
I have an 8 and a 9.
I don't think diplomacy works half the time for you anyway.
Yeah, that's why I was like, knowledge local, I can gather information.
Right,
I will figure it out.
Are you good at sneaking?
No.
Alright, we'll have you, the cleric, well, you and the two tieflings, be the front face. Basically, your job is to stand there.
Okay. I do that well.
Then us three will sneak around. Try to gather some information and get some cover fire if necessary.
I switch out my clothes.
Okay.
All right. Sky's check.
Book of Elvenkind is +5, correct? Stealth?
Yes.
5. Sorry, I thought you said nymph cloak. I was like, oh, yeah, sorry.
My cloak makes me sexy.
So you guys sneak on over to the dock. James Bond sails you guys on up.
Good, James.
You guys land on there, and there's a couple of guards. Greetings, sirs. Ma'ams.
I'm at a 32 disguise now.
To look like?
Just another human.
Okay. How can we help you? Who all looks like themselves right now? Okay.
I'm the only one who disguised.
I'm heavily cloaked.
Miss Ricardo, Rooney,
Lena, Sorcero.
Lena, Kehiane.
So I'm probably a fighter or something in this world. Now that I think about it, I didn't rage out and leave my parents.
So you could be maybe not a druid.
Hi, my name is Bill. I'm here.
Greetings, Bill.
My name's Bill.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm doing just fine. Can we help you? Although I see you already have the attention of the night guard, so not sure what we can do for you.
He's our guest.
We're just going to come on and look around a little bit, so...
Okay, well, houses
I'm looking around. They're doing their thing.
Bill, why don't you just be quiet for now?
Well, it's because... No, I'm here. So I'm going to talk. Thanks, though.
Really?
This is how it's been for a while now.
Okay. Well,
new guy.
You guys are the night guard. You can handle whatever.
We walk up to the mansion.
Which mansion? There are 5.
Oh, damn.
Whose mansion? Why are there only 5? Why are there not 6?
Do they have nameplates at all?
You
have the Eversteel Estate, you have the Tracy Estate, you have the Swift Arrow Estate, you have the... I have no idea how the fuck
Mahmood.
And then you have Sephirius Estate.
He's not in the city right now.
Oh, wait. No. I do have an estate.
He's a senator. Not a house.
He probably has his own.
No, he's here. All of us 5. Ryan is the one that doesn't have a house.
Because he probably lives in a different platinum house. He lived in the Wayne Estate.
Or I live in the Batcave underneath the island.
You are the Iron Citadel?
I look around for some kind of secret thing.
There aren't really any secret things. Although there are plenty of people patrolling around, you'll notice that you guys also have school here.
Yeah. School for what?
Kids.
Really?
Oh, just a school school?
Just yeah. a school school.
Oh.
Yeah, we're so good, it hurts. Well.
Alright, I'm going to break off of them while people aren't paying attention.
Okay.
And I'm going to go and infiltrate the school. I'm going to go hit on some hot teacher and gather information from her.
Go ahead. Teachers are still seducible.
Do you want me to roll diplomacy to seduce?
No.
Yeah, I...
So, what questions do you have? Because that's easier than me telling you everything.
Who is... Well, I guess we already know that, but... How did all of us get on the Platinum thing together?
The Night Guard agreed, pitched in their funds, and built their headquarters here.
Yeah. Any specific reasons?
Need to centralize and keep together.
And a floating island is awesome.
Yes. So what are you doing here?
See, there was this orphanage that they found out was a recruiting ground for an assassin's guild. They dealt with the assassin and took over the orphanage, and then they built a school here.
How did they deal with the assassin?
They killed him.
Blow. Yeah, I bet.
Okay. Well.
Yeah, that's interesting. What is the information she have on Dracus?
Dracus? Oh, he's that mage adventurer guy. He's one of the. He is the counselor to the College of Wizards.
All right.
He also runs the Adventuring Guild.
Well, where are the Night Guard right now?
They should be in their estates. Well, they might be at their respective jobs as of currently.
I'm not at my job right now.
Miss Kehiane has, she works at a temple, the Temple of Kyr, Bladestorm.
Okay.
God of Holy Justice type of thing. Commander Swift Arrow is down at the Brotherhood. Rooney, if I remember correctly, is actually off as an ambassador back to the Dragons, I think. Senator Saphiria is probably at the Senate building. And then Mr. Ricardo is somewhere.
You mean Tracy?
Ricardo.
He's talking to Tracy.
Yeah.
And
well,
then,
does she know
talking
to Bill?
Well, she doesn't know that.
Oh, that's true.
And then Mr. Tracy, last I'd heard, he was probably still prowling around Copper District looking for someone.
Mm. Have you heard much about Mr. Tracy's wife?
Yeah?
What about her?
She's a lovely lady. She,
What is her name?
Persephone?
Angelica?
Alright, well, have fun with your kids, and I'll... give them 5 gold to buy the class candy.
Oh, thank you.
That's a lot of candy.
That's quite a bit of candy.
She looks at the gold. Wait, I don't recognize the symbol on this gold coin. In corruption we trust.
No, in corruption we breed. Alright, I'll go back to the... I assume they're all just staring into space, kind of going...
You guys are looking at the house with going...
I'm roaming the land, just trying to figure out
I pop back out of the shadows. Okay. I asked someone.
Jessica, you see a skeletal bull sitting in the front yard.
I hug him. I knew I could have you!
I asked someone about Felicity.
Felicity? She should. She's living at the Eversteel Estate.
Okay.
Ooh, kinky.
Ouch. Wow. Going there.
So, be careful when you go into your own houses. You might have family in there that kind of expects you not to be there. Like, yeah, you're supposed
you
to be
mean, you mean I might expect family that I don't expect to be there?
So, you might just get on an ambassador job. So, if somebody starts asking you about how the meeting with the dragons went, tell them nothing. Why? Because you can't lie.
I can't.
You're a priest. Just do what you do. Just... use a different name?
Okay, I'll have to remember Kyr, not Prince.
Kyr. Or just use God.
That might work too.
And stealing is not good.
There, see, now that's much more attractive. And Tyler's in there cooking.
Okay.
I suppose I'll enter the Swift Arrow estate.
Okay, I'll go ahead and go from right to left.
Okay.
Well, I assume Jess comes with me into her own estate.
All right. There's a right and left.
You two head into the Everseal estate. The butlers and are both be under disguise or just Jessica? Are you not disguised?
No, I never disguise myself.
Oh. I'm the only one that's disguised.
Miss Eversteel and guest.
Evening or afternoon. How are things going?
Going quite well, ma'am.
Good to hear. It's
my take your coat. Thank you. Open the closet. Closes the door.
Is my husband home?
No, I think he said there was something critical down at the station.
Ah. Okay, well, I just need to grab a couple things. Please excuse us.
Of course, madam.
I'm lost! This is a closet?
Well, I'll just go upstairs and take a look. Ma'am, that's the closet.
My closet has a second story?
What did this get installed?
The gnome's installed an escalator if you would like.
What? So we wander the house?
Yeah, I guess.
You guys wander the house after a while. The butler's actually following you this entire time.
That's cute.
It's his job.
Yeah, it is his job.
This is why I want a butler. I just want him to follow me around.
I took the liberty of preparing tea for you, sir.
I don't approve of this!
No, I'm wait. Sorry, sir. When did he prepare tea? He's been behind you this whole time.
Yeah, that's the power of butlery.
Can I help you find anything, ma'am?
Oh, no. Just double-checking things.
Yes. The kennels are indeed a wonderful place to look for something. Were you picking up your dog? Alfred?
Alfred, I love Alfred. Yes, where is Alfred?
Yeah, you look over in the kennel and there's your Rottweiler.
Hey, Alfred!
See, dogs can't be fooled. Yeah. Cats are stupid.
That's because cats don't have scent.
Because the cat doesn't care. Pet me.
Cat is like another person.
You're breathing. Pet me. Well, I'll scratch you.
Ah, well, it seems he's in a foul mood today.
I get those. All right, moving on.
That's funny. You guys will wander around eventually, and you'll find your bedroom.
Holy shit.
You've got the bed where you're pretty sure you can get lost in. You've got, you know, tapestries and whatnot. You've got a little shrine to Kier. You've got some beautiful artwork. You've got some flowers. You've got a walk-in closet and a few other things.
The closet is an extra-dimensional space.
This is a closet.
Holy shit.
Why don't you go find your wife or something?
I suppose I will.
How may I help you, sir?
Yeah, you're new to the house. Figure out where everything is.
You don't need... I'm fine. Thank you.
Walk away. Of course, sir.
Walk away.
You begin wandering the mansion.
I'll try and find Felicity's room.
Eventually you will find Felicity's room. It's a kind of off on one wing. You open the door and you will see, of course, Felicity, her lovely tiefling self, sitting there reading a book.
Hi.
She jumps out the window.
That was an odd reaction.
You might not be on good speaking terms with her.
Go stick my head out the window.
Yeah, you see her flying away.
Where are you going?
Wait, like wings flying?
Warlock.
Oh,
okay. Warlock.
So magic flying.
How far away is she?
She flies at a rate of 30 feet per round, so let's see, she's now gone 60 feet.
Stay away!
What? Why? Come back!
Not so you can try and kill me again!
I'm not... Who do you think I am?
She's flying.
Okay. Okay.
You're in Felicity's room now.
I see it. Instead, in the real world, you try to make her be good all the time. You're trying to change her. In this world, you just try to kill her.
Trying to make her evil. Torture her all the time.
That doesn't make somebody evil.
Alright, so...
We don't know.
You walk over to the...
I'll go ahead and pilfer stuff.
You begin stealing her food.
I love it.
I don't know if I cook these too much.
Okay, you begin pilfering her room. Walk into the Rooney house.
The Rooney house?
I can't say your name.
It's okay.
Mahmood.
It's, of course, in Anubian style.
Sweet. Oh, my boyfriend. I'll steal it, Julie.
Because I feel like it. Cool.
Oh, I love it.
Nobody greets me or anything. You're just...
You've got a butler.
I think that Ryan's wife didn't recognize him.
No, she didn't.
How can I help?
No.
How can I help?
She recognized
him.
No, it's not in a good way.
It's a half elf.
Half elf. Can you hand me the little card that fell on the ground behind you?
They're markedly old.
Listen.
But you're the one who looked.
Whose book was this? No one knows whose book was this.
What?
It's a trash in front.
Yes.
That would be mine.
Okay.
That one. That's the easiest way to identify. Which one's the most beat up?
Wow, that was really far.
It didn't fall. It's been there for a day.
Oh, okay.
The half-elf is like, hello. I'm like, I sign stuff.
Ah. Well, if you need anything.
He just like our kid.
Yeah, I'm sure everyone hears that.
Can you escort me to my... bedroom quarters?
Of course.
That's awkward.
Yeah.
Your bedroom, sir. I just finished flipping the mattress.
Thank you. Isn't pretty. Where's my wife?
Your wife, sir?
Never mind.
You're not married.
Of course, sir.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, my wife. Crap. Well, I just start looking around, see what I have in my room, and
this is some nice stuff.
Nice stuff.
That means we probably Nubian never went underneath this.
A lot of things have been contingent on us joining the Thieves Guild.
Well, I'm gonna wander around the house aimlessly,
right.
See
so
if
we
I
never killed
cool.
the
crap.
We never killed the alchemical thing, and she never fell to the surface.
Is there a basement? Is there a basement?
Yeah, that's a nice basement.
Ooh. No dead bodies.
No, tons of wine though.
Ooh. I grab a couple of bottles.
I'm gonna go have me a party.
Yeah.
You know, I find it amusing that everyone buys the I'm too hungover to remember something.
You walk in, and of course you've got this heavily armored house. You look that you've actually got like a weapon in almost every single room.
Paranoid.
Three cats come to greet you.
Aww.
Oh great, I'm the crazy cat lady.
No, there's only three, not ten.
Only three right away.
Are they cute? Are they dragons?
Yeah. Okay, three pseudo dragons come to greet me.
Half dragon cats.
No one goes to your house.
No butler. On
no butler.
Me.
No nothing.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Don't trust people.
So I'm gonna look around and see if I can't determine anything else about me beyond I'm a weapon freak.
Plenty of defenses. Give me a sense motive on yourself.
I am paranoid as hell.
You realize this about your character? She is paranoid as hell.
29.
You have defense as your primary thing. You've got, you know, all those files. You have doubles of them here. You have a family portrait
of me and like my parents. Or
yes, but you're obviously about the same age that you are now.
So 253.
About.
No, go ahead. Sorry.
And.
Pathfinder, The Dragon Game. Dragons are ancient and noble creatures with intellects far beyond that of mortal men, but a dark evil has plans for a group of hatchlings who must overcome adversity and become the dragons they are meant to be. Actual play only available at GamersHavenPodcast.com.
Been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at GamersHavenPodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.